Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Belgian prosecutors have issued an arrest warrant for a new suspect in Tuesday's attack on the Brussels airport and a metro station. The federal prosecutor's office said in a statement Saturday that it issued the warrant for a man it only identified as Faisal C for involvement in a terrorist group, terrorist killings, and attempted terrorist killings. The statement did not confirm that Faisal C is the third Brussels airport suicide bomber seen in an airport security camera video alongside the two men who blew themselves up there. Belgian media reported that a man named Faisal Chafou was suspected of fleeing the Belgian or Brussels airport. On Friday, Belgian prosecutors said three people were detained in a counter-terrorism operation in Brussels. Organizers have postponed Sunday's planned March for Solidarity in Belgium after the country's interior minister asked residents not to attend for safety reasons. The event's organizer, Emmanuel Foulon, said Saturday that the march was postponed because the safety of the citizens is the top priority.
I think the most important is the safety of the citizens. So, of course, we wanted to organize a march, but if there is any risk, we have to cancel and we will postpone it. And there will be demonstration, organized or not organized, because people need to be together and to live together, and they need also to have solidarity in their life.
Foulon said that the march would be rescheduled for another date once the Interior Ministry gives the green light. He said that Belgians need to celebrate a new step to forget about the violence of Tuesday's attacks. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says that defeating the Islamic State group remains his administration's top priority. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama called Belgium a close ally and said he had offered the country's prime minister the full array of U.S. support in battling terrorism. The president also said the United States will not stop until Islamic State is defeated.
We will succeed. The terrorists will fail. They want us to abandon our values and our way of life. We will not.
Mr. Obama said that he will use the coming nuclear security summit in Washington as an opportunity to work with allies to coordinate efforts to defeat Islamic State. On the race for president, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is the projected winner in the Democratic presidential caucuses in Alaska and Washington State. Sanders told supporters in Madison, Wisconsin, which holds a primary early next month, that there's no doubt his campaign has momentum.
And that is how we win, when working people and young people, when people who have given up on the political process get back in and demand a government that represents all of us, not the 1%. That's how we win.
Sanders still trails former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the overall delegate count and faces a narrow path to the nomination. He has refused to quit and in some places remains a formidable opponent of Clinton. The other U.S. state holding a nomination contest for Democrats on Saturday, Hawaii, is still tallying results. A suspected suicide bomber detained before she could detonate explosives in a town on Cameroon's northern border says she is one of the girls kidnapped from a Nigerian school at Chibok in 2014. The girl was arrested after Babila Akeo, the highest-ranking official at an administrative area on Cameroon's northern border with Nigeria, asked the military and local self-defense groups to arrest or kill three female suicide bombers who had crossed over from Nigeria. The leader of a self-defense group in Limani says they arrested one of the girls before she could blow herself up. A second girl surrendered. The third escaped back to Nigeria. The girl who surrendered confessed she was one of the more than 200 girls taken by Boko Haram from the Nigerian town of Chibok and taken to the group's stronghold in the Sambisa forest. And Syrian government forces moved deeper into the Islamic State-controlled city of Palmyra on Saturday, recapturing several neighborhoods. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and regional media reported airstrikes and artillery bombardment in the ancient city. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.